This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Hey, Tom, I've got a little fun fact for you.
Oh, great.
On this day in 1978, Grease the movie opened.
Oh, how the hell did I not know that?
I know. I thought I'd shock you
in
with
1978,
that one.
So I was 10.
No way.
So I won on Tour SM in Sydney, which was like an AM radio, but they thought they were the cool ones. I won opening night at Village in Sydney. Me and my mother turned up and Olivia arrived in with this little yellow poodle skirt and the jacket tied up, looking so cute on this back of this T-Bird. And then she arrived and the next minute she went inside. Next minute the doors popped open and all this smoke came out, and then she came out on the back of a motorbike in all black and invited us all into the cinema.
Whoa.
I think I was still crying. Yeah. I think if my mother didn't know I was a gay boy, then
I was going to say.
So we went every day. I went every day for the next 5 days straight.
Whoa.
And saw Grease. Yeah. Went home and taught all my friends down the street on how to do it. And then my dad came home one day and I was dressed as Olivia Newton-John and I had my sister dressed as John Travolta. God, he was angry. To get caught in your mother's black stockings and a skivvy. I think I had like this skivvy and a black stockings. And I thought I looked like Livy.
Oh, little Tom.
Oh, what a memory. All those years ago.
You complain every time you come into the studio because you say you're not a morning person, right?
All right. Well, that's my excuse.
Really, you just don't like me. That's fine. Look, I've got a couple of tips to help you out. Uh-huh. And you out there listening, you're waking up this morning, but you're sleeping on the train, you're half asleep in the car. These are some tips for
you, okay?
Well,
hope you're not half asleep while you're driving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, pull over.
Please pay attention. Yeah.
Have a nap.
Drive safely.
Not at the wheel. Have a nap on the side of the road. Anyways, Tom. Wake up between 2 and 3 hours earlier than normal.
So I got up at 4:30 today, so you want me to get up at like 2:30, 1 o'clock?
Okay.
I haven't even gone to bed by 1:30 and you want to be up by 2.
What's your normal bedtime, wake-up time?
I don't have a normal.
That's, you never have a normal wake-up time?
Of being unemployed. If Wayne puts the blind down in the bedroom, I can sleep until 8, 9 o'clock. If the blind's up, the sun comes in and I'm awake at 7.
Okay.
So it depends what he does.
Let's average it out to about 8. They're saying... You should wake up at about 6.
Nope.
No? Okay, let's go on to the next one. Eat breakfast as soon as you can.
Well, I mean, you always eat as soon as you can. That's a stupid one.
Really?
I mean, what if you don't hold breakfast over until lunch? Then it's lunch. Yeah, breakfast is breakfast. You know, that's crude. That's stupid. Don't like that one.
Move on. Better these. Yep. Have lots of outdoor light exposure in the morning. So Wayne opening the blinds is a good thing.
Great, unless you live in Melbourne and there's no light. It's cloudy and rainy. So yeah,
okay.
I'm depressed already. Go on.
On to the next one. Yep. Only exercise in the morning. You don't even exercise. This is a terrible one.
No, I don't exercise unless you call self. Management.
Okay, on to the next one. On to the next one. Kids in cars. Eat lunch at the same time every single day. You can manage that.
Lunch. Yeah, not after breakfast, before dinner. That's easy. Lunch.
At the same time every single day.
The same time every day. I'm not that organised. Yeah, go on. That's okay. I'll try.
Okay, I'm proud of you.
How's that going to help me getting up in the morning because I ate lunch at 1 o'clock? That's
I don't know. I'm just reading the facts here. Oh, I'm trying to help you.
So this is another one given by the Ponds Institute. Yeah. Oh, it's a very... Yeah.
Don't consume caffeine after 3 p.m.
What?
No coffee.
I have a coffee at like 10 o'clock at night.
How do you go to sleep then? Why are you awake at 10 o'clock at night? You have radio. You had to wake up at 4.
I know, but I mean, that's my last coffee. Actually, last night I had a Milo when we went to bed because I thought, I want to stay. I don't want to be too buzzy.
Wait a minute. Because I don't drink coffee. I don't know. Why do you have coffee at 10?
Because I like coffee.
And he's the same. Right, okay, I'm gonna speed this on. This is just scaring me, Tom. No more food after 7 p.m. and go to sleep 2 to 3 hours earlier than normal.
Okay, great. So basically what they're telling me to do, if you want to be a morning person, become a pensioner.
I had a big weekend, my friend. I'll tell you what. I had a really big weekend. I went to my cousin Matt's. What was it called? A christening. I went to a christening, right?
And so not a sacrifice.
No, not a sacrifice. Look, for months, I kept peppering up my cousin. I kept making little, dropping, not heavy-handed hints, I want to say. about how I wanted to be the baby's godfather.
Do you even know what a godfather's responsibilities are?
I've seen the movie, Tom.
Nothing to do with what they expect you to do.
Yeah. I think I'd be a great godfather. So anyway, I rock up to the church. I'm dressed to the nines. Now, I'm looking great. And as I sit down, I see two other people get up. And it's a man and a woman, and they get introduced as the godparents. And there I am, sitting there thinking my months of work was for naught.
For nothing.
And I thought, okay, this is bad, but this isn't my only cousin. So I thought I'd give my cousin Ash a little ring-a-ding.
Hang on, you're Italian. You've probably got 400 cousins.
I do.
You're probably related to half a reservoir.
I do, but Ash is the only one who's... She's the second eldest. Ash, how are you going?
Good. How are you?
Ash, I'm great. Tom, say
good morning, Ash. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
So you're related to this young man that sits near me?
I am. I'm one of his 500 cousins.
Yes, and are you embarrassed? Do you, like, not acknowledge him on the streets like I do? I mean, we have a rule. We talk at work, but we're not allowed to talk to each other if we're out on the roads. Yeah.
This is me.
I'm very proud of you.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay, Ash, I got a question for you. What would you be looking for in a godparent, seeing as you're potentially the next one to have a kid? Potentially.
Well, don't you think at least he should try and grow a moustache, not this baby
I've
thing
got
that
a moustache.
Yeah.
Let her
well,
tell.
Well, okay. Yeah, look, I think a moustache is key, definitely, yeah. And a pinky ring of some sort. But I think the first thing that you'd need to be able to do is to make them laugh. So we need to approve them some of your dad jokes.
Oh, I've got plenty of those out the way. No, yeah,
we said the word was called improve. Your dad jokes wasn't show us your dad jokes. I heard the word improve.
Yeah. But I've got them, right?
Well, they're weak.
Okay, but they're there.
Yeah.
We can improve them. We can work on it. That's fine.
Doesn't make godfathers... Yeah. Yeah, no godfather yet.
I've got a mustache. I can get a pinky ring. Okay, next one, Ash. What do you think?
So the next one, we think that maybe you'd need to teach them things that we don't know how to do.
Okay.
So I don't know how to use chopsticks.
Oh, no, I don't know. It's either.
You don't. We took him to his first dumpling restaurant the other week and he didn't know what to do. Yeah, so you can't do that. You're out.
But why chopsticks? They can just use a fork, right?
Well, I always ask for a fork when you go to an Asian restaurant. You just feel the shame.
Let me tell you, they're talking about you out the back there in the kitchen.
Exactly.
They're talking about you if you've asked for a fork.
Okay, I can learn chopsticks if I have to. I'll take a YouTube course or something.
Yeah, he'll come back learning to play the piano. He probably hasn't figured out what chopsticks is yet. Yeah.
All right, next one we thought maybe... Because we're both terrified of spiders.
Yeah.
If there was ever a spider to be in their room, we would need to call you to come and kill it.
Okay, a spider.
Or capture it, maybe not kill it.
I'm scared of birds, but spiders, I reckon I'm manly enough that I could deal with a spider.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to bring one in next week and we'll judge that. Let's put it across the panel and see what happens.
Okay, do I have to kill? I don't want to kill.
No, you're not killing the spider. This is my pet.
Well, I've got to touch it.
Well, of course, you're going to have to pick it up and remove it off the panel.
I believe Ash is saying here that I need to kill it, not befriend it.
Well, she just would like it removed out of the baby's room is what's going to happen at the end of the day. They don't care what happens to it when it leaves. A mother just does not want a baby crawling across their baby's cot.
You know what? I can do this. Ash, yeah. Okay, so that's... I'm somewhere like 4 for 5 here. Last one, Ash, what do you think?
So last one, you'd need to teach them some life lessons.
Oh,
you need to have a few of those up your sleeve as well.
Ash, I'll tell you what. We have this segment on the show here. It's called Tom's Wisdom. And each week, Tom gives me a little bit of a life lesson. So I feel like I'm pretty well-versed these days. I'm a bit of a... I don't want to say a genius, but I'm
smart
now.
Oh, he has so many life lessons to give. He's 20, unemployed, and still live with his parents. It sounds like a perfect person to become a godfather. Just what you want.
I thought you were supposed to be helping me with my case. You're not tearing me down.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm telling you that if your cousin Ashley's looking for a godfather, I'm quite happy to step in, let me tell you.
Oh. Yeah. Okay,
you're up for the job.
I'm up for the job. Well, Mikey, I'm very disappointed. You think you're tough. You think you got godfather material. But let me tell you, you ain't no godfather.
Okay. Yeah. I thank you so much for your time, Ash. I'm a little bit disappointed, but it's fine.
Yes, lovely to talk to your cousin DJ.
See you at the next family reunion.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, Ash.
Do they still let you attend those?
They do. And you know what? I'm really disappointed. I thought that was going to be my time to become a godfather. You just ruined it for me, Tom.
It's not going to happen, mate. I mean, really, do you even know what it's meant to be there? It's for, if you die, your children are meant to go to the godparents. That's the whole idea.
I'd be a phenomenal godparent.
Listen, you can't even get up and get yourself into work. I tried to talk to you on the phone yesterday and you're running up and down the stairs, crinkling chips in the phone. You've got to actually pay attention on a child. Your mind's too scattered.
Okay, that is true, actually. Hey, if you want me to be your godparent, text it in 0427-9949.
No, do not text in about hit that.
Get to the water cooler. It's our favourite time of the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
secret.
That's me. It's my turn. Uber Air has announced that after LA and Dallas, Melbourne will be the third city where they'll be trialling passenger helicopter flights between the CBD and the airport.
Well, I'm going to bet you when the helicopter turns up, you'll still be on the wrong side of the street to pick me up.
Give me this one because you know I can't say the name. What's the name?
Arena Shake, who divorced Bradley Cooper after rumours about him in A Star Is Born, co-star Lady Gaga spread, has apparently unfollowed Gaga's Instagram.
Oh, poor Gaga. Only 35.9 million followers left. So I'm catching up.
Yeah, you talk too bad for yourself.
Twitter has blown up this week with rumours resurfacing that our Prime Minister packed his dad's in a McDonald's store after Cronulla lost the grand final in 1997.
I'm still trying to read that. He cracked his dacks?
Packed his
apparently he pooped himself.
Was it just the nuggets or the whole quarter pound?
As long as it wasn't a thick shake.
That took me a minute to say.
I can't get over that one.
Yeah. Oh, Amy Schumer has divided the internet after sharing a photo of herself still wearing only a bra and comfy hospital undies 5 weeks after the birth of her son. Some have applauded the comedian and film star for being honest about postpartum life, and others are feeling her to put on some decent clothes and grow up, they're trying to say.
Well, I have one thing to say, Mr. Amy Schumer. Where can I buy those sexy knickers from?
Finally, the Fox FM have just announced that former Gogga boxer V Jones will be filling in for Phoebe Box while she's on maternity leave.
So she gets to co-host with Brendan Favola, and I'm stuck here for 20-year-old still trying to go through puberty. I'm calling my agent. So I'm in red trouble.
All right.
What a joy. Thank you, Michael.
That's all right. Thank you, Thomas.
So we're off now to go and talk to Mr. Adam Lambert.
We are. We're so excited.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous.
So we're going to have that on the show next week. We'll have that there, as well as we're going to the police academy. What else have we got here? Oh, Taylor Henderson, our lovely friend from Idol. He's going to come in and sing live. He is a good singer too.
Wow.
He's lovely. He's very nice. So what a big... And our Hour of Power, so between 8 and 9 next week, every donation we receive will be double.
With the wonderful Jess Quindor. And she's also here. And she's going to be taking over for Melbourne's most uplifting music mix. And Jess, it's a very big day for you today, is it not?
Oh, it is, yes.
What happened?
Oh, it's Thursday? No. My partner and I are celebrating our 11th anniversary today.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Your partner deserves a medal.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, I am a little loud.
It's just a lot different to you, isn't it? But it's great. It's like me and my partner. It's chalk and cheese, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Horrible if he was as obnoxious as me.
Well, I wouldn't like her. That's for sure.
Look, thank you, Melbourne. Thank you, Michael. I love you. You know that.
Oh, that's really kind of you.
I dream about you.
Weird. Oh, it's weird now. Right, we're out. Catch you later, everyone.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey. Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts. Where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.